snap is back. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. The Browns win in Baltimore. They have beaten the Ravens.
Jim Donovan on the Browns Radio Network there with the overtime kick. Talking about the Browns this morning, we have with us on the line Scott Petrek from the Chronicle-Telegram. Big win yesterday for the Browns. Big day for Josh McCown. Did we see this day coming? I mean, it was sort of building over the last couple of weeks. What do you think, Scott?
Well, I mean, he's been playing really well, but I don't think anybody saw a regular season franchise record 457 coming, you know. And I know the Ravens' defense isn't what it used to be, and they don't have the big names. But they still have a sound scheme and some good players. And for him to do what he did in that environment with kind of the stakes, they were big stakes, you know, the loser goes in the basement. Just a really impressive effort from Josh.
There's a point of the road where you could have a lot of empty, they would be empty yards if we didn't come away with a victory. And there was a point where we were exchanging the proverbial field goals for touchdowns with them. What was the change that really put us back in the game?
Yeah, I mean, that was the story of the first half. You know, Baltimore had the two touchdowns. The Browns settled for three field goals. And they were last in the league in the red zone coming in, and that was continuing. And then in the second half, Josh McCown found a way to get in the end zone. You know, he scrambled for a touchdown from the 10. He threw the kind of miracle jump ball to Gary Barnes. He caught it between his legs. And then Isaiah Crowell made a long catch and run. You know, the key is, if you don't have that one guy in the red zone, the Gronk or the Jimmy Graham or one of those guys who goes up and makes every catch down there, somebody's got to make a play. And yesterday, Josh made one, Barnes made one, and then Isaiah Crowell made a nice play. And that's what they needed to win the game.
I still keep watching that Gary Barnes in real time, the catch, and I still have no idea where the ball is. There's a picture. I guess it ended up between his leg, but it basically rolled over most of his whole body.
It was nuts. It looked, I mean, I tried to slow it down and watch it a bunch in the press box after the game, and it looked like the ball got knocked, batted toward the ground, and then just stuck on his left calf, and he felt it, so then he kind of squeezed it between his legs, kind of rolled up to his behind, and then he grabbed it off of there, and he's laying on the goal line. So, you know, it was a crazy catch, and he's just had an unbelievable year, you know, an overlooked guy, he's been in the league 8 years, kind of just a nondescript guy, and he's, you know, he might be the best tight end in the league, no, not the best tight end in the league, but he's having one of the better tight end starts this season for sure.
Well, maybe he'll start selling some jerseys. I wonder if Barnes' jerseys will be a hot item because he seemed to be everywhere yesterday.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. I guess you could take an old Ozzie Newsome 82 and just rip it off and put Barnes down there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the historic day. And I guess what does that mean for moving forward? I mean, as Josh McCown says, numbers okay. This is those type of things you look back with later, but it's all about a victory.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what makes him so cool and so special. I really believe that that's all he cares about. Sure, he enjoyed having the huge day personally, but he wanted to win, and that's why he wasn't satisfied or even, you know, happy with that performance in San Diego, and he played really well last week. So it comes down to wins, and, you know, the Browns showed something to me yesterday. They had a tough couple of weeks. It's in a tough environment. You know, nobody expected them to win. They were big underdogs yesterday. And for them to have the resolve to come back from two double-digit deficits, and, you know, they were trailing again in the fourth quarter, and they got the key defensive stop late, and then in overtime, it showed me a lot about the character of this team, their resolve. And like Mike Pett said right after, hopefully it can become one of those turning point games where you look back at this and say, hey, that's where our season changed for the better. You know, and the schedule's still really difficult, but, you know, maybe the Browns can string a couple wins, try to hang around 500 and make a push late in the year.
Scott, it was a great game, a great victory. A lot of players did a lot of terrific things. Is there any area of concern from yesterday's game?
Well, yeah. I mean, the defense still gave up 30 points to a Ravens offense who was missing its top receivers. You know, they caught a break when Justin Forsett, the running back, went down late, you know, like on the final drive of the regulation, and that helped them keep them, hold them to a field goal. So the defense needs to be fixed. You know, they ended the game last in the league in yardage. If they improved, it wasn't by much. They gave up, I think, close to 400 yards again. So you got to fix up that defense. And, you know, I don't think there's a quick fix. I think scheme has to be evaluated. I got some guys injured that doesn't hurt. Joe Hayden went out again. But defense is clearly the area that needs to be improved.
We're talking with Scott Petrek this morning from the Chronicle Telegram. You can read all of his stories there or follow him on Twitter at Scott Petrek. The Bengals continue to win. You know, talk about historic. It wasn't they did something not since Boomer Esiason era. They are now 5-0. How difficult is this going to make the North for the Browns this season now?
Yeah, they're running away from this division a little bit. Depending on what Pittsburgh does tonight, I think Cincinnati could have a 3-game lead after 5 weeks, which is kind of not insurmountable, but it's a big lead 3 weeks into the or 5 weeks into the season. Cincinnati showed me a lot with that come from behind win against Seattle. It really did. You know, I mean, Seattle's a Super Bowl team. And for Cincinnati to come back in the fourth quarter, you know, I think it might have been kind of a mental hurdle that Andy Dalton and those guys needed to clear to make a real run here. Now, they still haven't won a playoff game under Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis, but it certainly, at this point, looks like this is the year they're going to do it.
Right. Well, the Browns won with a kick in overtime. Are we getting comfortable now with our kicker and all he's done so far?
The guy hasn't missed. He's 11 for 11. You know, I don't know how much more comfortable you can get, but it was interesting. Mike Pettine pointed it out after the game. Coons, when we watch him at the start of practice, he misses a lot of kicks. So it's kind of interesting that he's been so good on Sundays but not good during the week. You know, and he's kind of got a weird personality. You know, talked to him yesterday and wouldn't get excited at all. Was just downplaying everything. So maybe that's the right personality to make game winners.
He's a young guy, right? Or is he?
Yeah, just, you know, his second year but first year playing. You know, he wasn't on a roster last season. So, yeah, young kid.
Scott, next up, the Denver Broncos. How concerned should we be about this team?
Well, I mean, they're 5-0, so you got to be concerned. They got Peyton Manning, who isn't the same Peyton Manning, but he's still Peyton Manning. So that'll be a big storyline. And Denver's got a great defense. That's what's carrying them. They won a tight one yesterday with Oakland, relying on their defense. So it looks like a kind of game that won't be 33-30 next week at home.
You mentioned about Joe Hayden, concussion. Is this going to be another one of those kind of protocol situations? We'll wait and see how things develop through the week?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works now. Everybody goes into protocol. You know, the change is now it's less and less that guys come back the next week. You usually almost automatically miss another week, at least one game, and we saw that with Josh McCown earlier in the year. So it would be a surprise if Joe were able to go against Denver. You know, which is a big loss. I know he struggled and had a tough start to the season, but he's still your number one corner.
All right. Well, the Browns and the Broncos next week. We will talk with you again. We appreciate your time this morning, Scott. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, guys.